Okay, so yesterday we spent the whole shiur discussing the sugya of Ein Kategor Nasa Senegor. Before we move on from that sugya, there's one piece left in that sugya, which I think really not only is a nice kasha and teretz, but I think it also highlights and fleshes out what the psul of Ein Kategor Nasa Senegor is really all about. And this really comes back to Rashi and Chumash. Right? Rashi and Chumash in Sefer Shmini. Right? Anybody know what's the context of Rashi? I mean, the karbonos are being brought. What's the context of Kiva? Anybody know the context? Is it the Mishkan? The Miluim, right? It's the eighth day of Yom Shmini. Right? It's Parsha Shmini. It's the eighth day of the Miluim for the Mishkan, the inauguration of the Mishkan. And one of the karbonos brought is an egel. It's an egel achatas. So Rashi on the spot comments what the chatas is coming to be mechaper on. Right? So it's really, what is the chatas coming to be mechaper on? It goes up, right? In the Lashon of Rashi, this is Vayikra, right? Perek Tes, Pasuk Beis, right? Right? Rashi says, "Shemechaper lo Kadosh Baruch Hu al yidei egel ze, al maisa egel sha'asa." Right? So you have a egel achatas coming to be mechaper on the egel hazav. Very nice, egel. So if you didn't know anything, sounds perfect. But if you know a little bit, you're like, wait a second, right? Shneir, what psul does this seem to trigger? Seems to be a classic paradigmatic case of Ein Kategor Nasa Senegorim. So Rashi ask on the spot, on Rashi, like, wait a second, right? Shouldn't the usage of an egel to be mechaper in the egel azav, shouldn't that be a psul of Ein Kategor Nasa Senegorim? That psul says, you shouldn't, right, whenever you get in kapara, you shouldn't use an egel, and you shouldn't use zav. This seems to fit the bill. Yeah, before we present the answers, yeah?
Sorry, yeah, wasn't the Lashon Rashi Lahodia that he used mechaper?
Yeah.
So I didn't understand the kasha so much. It's not that this is mechaper. Or rather, I didn't understand the words that they're going to say it's because it's coming for a kapara. It's not coming for a kapara so much as it's to let Aaron know that he was mechaper, and so he can...
No, but it's still kapara al yadei egel zeh. I remember so looking like, oh, it's interesting Lashon. But just to make it clear that the reason for the egel, right, is so that it's always like mida k'neged mida. So, I mean, to be very clear that the kapara is taking place. But in the end of the day, right? So connection makes it clear that Aaron is receiving kapara. But in the end of the day, right? The method of kapara is through the egel, right? Even the lashon it said, even the lashon of Rashi is that shemachaper lo kadosh baruch hu al yidei egel ze al maisa egel.
So.
Yeah, but it seems like it's also the method of kapara is through the egel. Oh. So that's the kasha asked by many of the Mefarshi Rashi. And there are two basic answers to this question. The first answer is doesn't require to create any new chidushim, any new exception to Ein Kategor Nasa Senegor. First answer basically borrows the conditions that are already found in our Gemara. Right, Yosef, which of the conditions in Gemara and Chavav and Aleph are borrowed by the Mizrahi to answer this question? Exactly. Right? Because the final condition mentioned on Chavav that we discussed yesterday is that Ein Kategor Nasa Senegor only applies when it's Pinim, when it's Lefnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But this Egel HaChatas is a classic Chatas Chitzona, which is only going to be Nikra B'chutz. So therefore, the Mizrahi says, no problem Ein Kategor Nasa Senegor, because it doesn't fit the condition of Lefnim. It is Nikrav B'chutz. But then the Mizrahi asks the follow-up question, and then I'll take questions. He asks, well, that might work the Egel Achatos, but there are Parim, which are Nikrav B'chutz. Sorry, which are Nikrav Bifnim, right? The Par Yom Kippur, Par Helam Dov Shal Sibor, Par of the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Mashiach, in the case of a mistake. So, but you have the Mizrahi says, I have an answer for that, also Bar from the Gemara. What's the answer for that?
It's just the Dam,
it's the Shinoi. Right, so the first mahalach to answer these questions is you don't need to, call it invent the wheel in any way. Just look at the four conditions on Chavava and Aleph, and through those conditions you'll be able to answer all of these shalos. So that's right. Mahalach number one is that you just use the Gemara's exceptions. Number one, the answer of the condition of Lefnim to answer the Egel Chatas, and even for the Chataos Hapinimios, whose dam is brought Lefnim, the answer is already it's the dam, and that's the Shinoi. That's the first condition of the Gemara. Yeah.
Maybe I'm combining a little bit of like the stuff
and if it's done in the right way, I'm all for it.
So then if we're saying that we're not really like doing the AL and the korban kosher, it's like not, doesn't look like that, but we're still bringing an eagle.
No, no, I mean, even if something's nikra b'chutz, it's still nikra v'Hashem.
Right, I'm saying with the purpose of bringing the eagle in the first place, just like let us know that we're bringing the chaper for the eagle.
Yeah, but I mean, there are karbanos which are done b'chutz. It's still clear you bring into the Mishkan. It's still
like supposed to like let us know that we are having kapara from the Egel, but like Hashem, quote unquote, is like not being reminded of the Egel.
Meaning, yes, I mean, when something happens b'chutz, it's not that Hashem is not aware of it, Chas v'Shalom. Is that? No, it's just that the level of a chutzpah, right? The level of inappropriateness is knocked down one notch, and the idea of the Gemara when it presents the four conditions of like lack of shinoi, has to be a hakrava, has to be yisna'a, has to be bifnim. These are four conditions which say that the only time that the level of chutzpah, of inappropriateness, is reached to trigger in kategor nasa senegor is when you have all these conditions. And one of them is that it's only when it's right, lifnai lifnim. Only when you bring it mamish to like, you know, the place where the shechinah is most intense, only then does that trigger in kategor nasa senegor. So not that a kadosh baruch Hu doesn't see it when it's b'chutz, right, but it's just not the level of inappropriateness to trigger the psul of in kategor nasa senegor. At the end of the day, it's still nikrav l'Hashem, it's still b'chutz, and therefore you still get the kapara on the eagle without there being a problem of in-kategor. Yeah.
Bechari Yaakov is just coming on to, like, similar to Gerari is going to say, like, about how the fact that it's kapara kind of precludes in taking a snigger, just, but from, like, what he's been saying makes a lot of sense, meaning from the fact that it's outside, that makes it that it's meaning, so it's kapara, but it's not limiting taking a snigger. Maybe it shows something about how Mizrahi thinks about a Kirgan HaSnigah, that it's more of like, it's less of like a chutzpah thing, more of like a psul avoda thing. Not really that we're talking about like the level of chutzpah, because Mamai says it's coming for a kapara. It's just that it would be a psul avoda if it fit the requirements of Kirgan HaSnigah.
I mean, it's like to be Madaik and Mizrahi. Mizrahi is just borrowing the Klal on the Gemara.
Yeah, what I'm saying. Meaning,
in fact, he doesn't give the Gerarius.
Yeah, in a Chanami, meaning that's a good kasha. Why should it be that it's a Kirgan HaSnigah? Mamai says it's coming for a kapara. It's Bakar, it's not a Kirgan.
Okay, so let's first. Introduce that, make sure we're on the same page, and then we'll go. Yeah.
Okay. Why is the Dom not considering Kategor?
Because it's a factor of Shinui. Meaning that's the Gemara's first condition on Chavav, right, is that only when it's like the par, right, or Zahav, which itself is associated with the sin. Meaning Dom apart, I mean when you're bringing the Dom inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right, you can't tell from the Dom that it's coming from a par. Okay? So there's no, it's not Nikar, as we saw yesterday. Oh. But that comes along the second answer, given by other Achronim, namely the Gur Aryeh and the Aruch Lanier. They both give the same basic answer, but there's some, you know, there's slight nuance differences between them. We'll get to that in a moment. But by the second answer offered by the Gur Aryeh and the Aruch Lanier is that what? What's the difference? You said it before?
It's Kapara.
It's a Kapara for what?
For the
for the eagle itself, right? And there's a very important yisod, right, that they say that in kategor nasa senegor, is that there maybe it's a mechadish, another condition, right? That in kategor nasa senegor only applies in the context of kapara for shar dvarim. When you're trying to mechaper for other things, namely a classic Yom Kippur, a classic Rosh Hashanah, where you're getting kapara for, let's say, other averos, the sins of the year of Klal Yisrael in the present. So when you're trying to attain kapara for other things, then it's in kategor, it's inappropriate to reference, right, the cheda eagle, right, to have something with an association to the cheda. It's as if like you don't recognize that was bad, right? You don't even recognize that was a really bad sin, and you're trying to get kapara for other sins. Like, what are you doing? But says the Gurari in the Aruch Lanier, but when the subject of the kapara, like in the context of, you know, the Egel Achatas on the Yom Shmini Amiluin, the subject of the kapara was the Cheta Egel itself, so there's no in kategor there because you're trying to get kapara for that sin. So obviously you're recognizing the severity of the Egel Azav because you're trying to get kapara for it. So not only is it not inappropriate to have something associated with the Egel, if anything, it's the ideal way to get kapara for the Egel Azav by bringing a new Egel and saying, oh, instead of bringing this Egel as Avodah Zarah, now we're going to do it l'chapara. Yeah, and then take questions, and then the Gur Aryeh and the Aruch Lanier have slight, you know, subtle, you know, different presentations, and we're just going to highlight those points. Yes, Akiva.
Yeah, they, I only hinted them quote this Gemara, but yesterday, and of course, they're going through other Gemaras and mentioning Dinah Hassas and Eger, so one of them discusses that Hashem started the Mabel with the two stars and ended the Mabel with two stars. So it's the same, it's just like a riot that they don't bring, that you think, like, how can you use the two stars? It's pretty bad, but no, it's the same thing, then.
Well, that's Hashem, but I have to see that Gemara, but and that's Hashem. Yeah, in kategor is normally an association with Kali Israel.
It's
you're saying, but you know, okay, interesting. Yeah, you sure?
Rabbi, what is the hachuk for them to make this huge chadash? Like, why don't they just answer like Mizrahi? And, it's a nice hashkafic idea, and it works. Yeah. Like, it's great. It's like it works nicely. But like the Gemara beferish.
You said once the Gemara has answers
correct.
For it, like
there's no hachuk to say any of that. Yeah. I mean, that's there is. I'm saying I don't. In my mind, I can't.
Yes, I think if you look at the lashon, where was it?
Who's thinking Rashi? Maybe.
Meaning, I think they're basically trying to say, trying to present, based on their understanding of what in kategor nasa senegor is, they think this is just a more fundamental answer. I'll say it like this. The four conditions of the Gemara are basically, yes, you have the yisod, hapsul, of in kategor nasa senegor, but in terms of the inappropriateness, the chutzpah, but we just, the four conditions knock down the level of chutzpah that it's like right under the threshold to trigger the psul. You understand? Right? It's right when you do something b'chutz, it's still the same, it's still the idea of chutzpah, but it's knocked down because it's not like in Hashem's face. But what they're trying to say is that not only do you have the chutzpah, but it's knocked down under the threshold which is needed for psul, but they're saying that you don't have the psul at all. So instead of coming on to like an answer which says, oh, there is chutzpah, but it's just not on the heightened level to trigger the psul, we have an explanation which explains that it's not chutzpah at all. This is like, not only is it not a problem, but it's actually the appropriate way to bring this kapara. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, even though they have these answers, but to them, when there's a more basic answer which accomplishes more, not just, oh, knocks down the level of chutzpah, but establishes that it's not chutzpah at all, if anything, it's a kiyum, so then they think it's appropriate to bring this yisod. And also, with this, they also shed light on what the in kategor nasa senegor is really all about.
Okay, fine. Yeah. So then, so based off that, like, isn't included, let's say, on every single Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, like, we are getting mechaper for all our past divinus. So, like, it's almost like a zero, so you're always going to have...
But I guess what's the subject? Like, there's always a primary subject, and then there's, like, a secondary... Yeah. Exactly. Just like, you know, there's a kind of like, oh, there's no onish that we get, that's also not part of... But, you know, at the end of the day, there's a primary cause of an onish, and then there's a secondary, you know, that's the opposite. But yeah, same idea. Yeah.
Sorry, I just wanted to...
Yeah.
Okay. I was saying maybe the Mizrahi, who doesn't give this answer, is maybe going to say, the psul being taken as a nigger, it's not like a chutzpah thing, it's not like, don't do this, it's like, literally, physically, ink taken as a nigger, it cannot happen. That so under these circumstances, which the Gemara lays out, the nigger cannot become a nigger. So you just want, meaning, according to the Gemara, it's going to be more of like a chutzpah thing, how dare you make the nigger into a nigger, right? And so he says, no, over here, it's not a chutzpah. The Mizrahi, it's metzias, the thing that which was the nigger cannot become the nigger.
But,
so he says,
but,
only under
this, but like, why? Why is it a kategor? You know, what the Gur Ari and the Aruch Lener are basically saying, it's not a kategor. And if you're doing it in this context,
they're saying
it's a sanegor, you know what I'm saying?
They're saying, meaning they're understanding the whole rule in a sanegor as like, you have this thing that you just sinned with, how dare you use it to try and get kavaran? They're saying, in a chinami, that in this context, it's not a chutzpah.
Yeah.
In Mizrahi, Lachar, when Ula says, in kategor and a sanegor, it's just... But see, is that once this object was a kategor, it cannot become now your defendant.
But it's hard to divorce the chutzpah. The simple thing for the Mizrahi is, to use Yishurin's question as the answer to your question, meaning he's just stumped. They're cloning the Gemara, so he uses them, right?
And Yaakov's question is strong, meaning Yaakov's question is so now it's serving as a kapara, but with the name, it would be what, like, too much of a, like, It doesn't really.
Well, I mean, Yeshua was just asking why is Gur Aryeh and Aruch Lener need to come onto a new Yisrael. I was just saying because it's a much more fundamental answer. But I'm saying, but because Mizrahi is coming, I was like, Mizrahi is just coming off the Gemara, right? And so, the fact that he doesn't give the other answers, he felt like he didn't need to work so hard because he had the Gemara.
But if you understand the whole Yisrael of being here and thinking conceptually, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. Why should it be now? It's similar to Marshall's Gasha. Why should it be now that it's Mibachutz? Right, so it's less of a kategor and it's more of a kapar. But if it was bithnim, it would be more of a.
Okay, that's the shir and the shir and the chutzpah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's more of a gedarim thing. It's more of just like a practical thing.
But to me, it's still a shir and the chutzpah. It's less in your face. Right, to use an English phrase. Okay. Oh, just to wrap it up. Right, the Gur Aryeh, after presenting this yisod, gives an interesting mashal, which I think really highlights. Anybody remember the mashal outside? Yeah, Gavi.
Steals from the king.
Like a particular cup, right? Steals a particular, item. The favorite cup of the king, yeah.
Right, so he says that if you were to try to just give the king a gift for some other...
For another favor, yeah.
then, and he were to use that same item or a similar cup or something like that, and he would be reminding the king of another error that he did, of stealing the cup, and the king would not
be inappropriate. Like, where's like, you're trying to get a favor out of me, and you're implicitly reminding me of something you did wrong to me? Like, what are you doing? But if
you were to stop to try to appease the king for the fact that he stole that cup by giving him a similar item, a similar cup, in order to show that he's trying to fix what he did wrong, the king would accept that.
Exactly. This is like a beautiful mantra which really highlights the idea. I mean, like, if you're trying to appease the king and say, I feel bad for having stolen your cup, what's the way to fix it? Either give back the cup itself, or if it doesn't exist anymore, it's ano ben, to use Papa Kama's terminology, so then give him a replica. Right? So again, that just really highlights this, which makes the, you know, this svara, the Gurari and Alakwiner, right, very mistaber, very compelling, right, that in kategor nasa sanegor misvara, this chutzpah, only applies when you're trying to accomplish something else. If you're trying to get kabara on that original sin, then to use that same object and say, oh, look, I'm no longer using it, you know, in a bad way, it's an added kiyum. Along those lines, the Arach Lener compares this to, like, tshuva gemura. Anybody remember that line in the Arach Lener? Arach Lener, yeah?
Yeah, he's basically saying, let's say, like, the way you achieve tshuva is that you take the very object which you used for eser and now use it for heter.
Exactly. You go back to that same situation and you do the right thing. Right? Osa makam, osa isha, depending on the context. Mm-hmm. Right? So Aruch says, this is tshuva gemura. You take the exact item, the same egel, and instead of using that lara, instead of using that for avodah zarah, you're saying, I'm going to use that for kapara, and that is what tshuva gemura is all about. And he quotes the famous Gemara in Yuma about zdonos nasos kizuchios. This idea that you do a tshuva gemura, you're able to not only in kapara, but the zadon, the avera, turns into the mitzvah because you're utilizing the same exact situation and now doing it, you know, the mahapich, you know, the tov. Yeah, Uriel.
Is also makom osi isha a reference to Rosh
Hashanah? I mean, it's just a general meaning. It's the Gemara in Yuma, which talks about, right, the proper method of tshuva gemura. So again, that's just like a Gemara in Yuma. In the tshuva sugya is there. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it the derech of the Mizrahi in general to just hold down to the Sistam Halacha and not to use Hashkafic ideas behind it?
I'm not qualified.
Okay, so then I got another question. I was like, why did the Mizrahi answer the Gurari? If it is the base fundamental, you said. I didn't really get what.
So again, because it's just a simple answer based on the Gemara, meaning sometimes when you have
so much better, as Rebbe was saying, like, one is just lowering the level of chutzpah, one is basically saying this is an amazing thing, this is what you're supposed to do, the best derech to do. Yeah. It's almost like a bad answer in reference to the Gurai, yeah, from Rabbi Shannon or anything.
You're saying, yeah, so again, meaning I can't think of like a reason why the Mizrahi would argue fundamentally on the Gurari, right? So that's why they're just compelling me to say that it's just simple, you know, he saw a question and he knows the sugya of Vavam and Aleph and says, oh, I had the clear Gemara, you just insert the Gemara.
But the Gurari also had that, for sure.
I know.
And with him.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's obviously, if you're able to come up with a Nekudas Machlokas here, I'll embrace it. I just have to be able to embrace the, you know, conception of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor that Mizrahi would accept, which would not allow for this Yesod of the Arach Lener Gurari. I can't think of it, and so far, nothing compelling in my mind. But yeah.
The way I think it falls in terms of the Yesod is, what then is the definition of the food? How much is that a part of an Isser, the Yesod? Because Rashi locates it fundamentally part of the Isser that he describes all these things as, by Yaakov and by Zane, they're all related to being the Kibo, they're all related to the Midrash. But specifically, you might take a look at where his Tosfos says the chofar falls under Bali Sane, even though it's not done in the Midrash. And that
The
Tosfos said that he said that chofar falls under Bali Sane, even though the chofar is not done in the
Midrash. Okay, remember, that's that stage of the Gemara. Yeah. The Gemara didn't yet bring up. That's shouldn't be that.
If you have something that's able to overrule the Bechutz, whereas in Rashi's Zikaron completely makes up for the complete lack of everything else.
Everything else, yeah.
Whereas in Tosfos, the Tzikoron just has to make up for the chutz is just a minor side condition. And then,
does that so much reflect on the chutz factor, or does it more reflect on whether Kevin Zazakaron who Lifnim Dami is not only able to overcome the Bifnim, but it's also able to overcome the, you know, Bal Yasnaya and Bal Yaakov? I'm not sure if it reflects as much about the Bechutz as much as it reflects about, you know, the capacity to Kevin Zazakaron who Lifnim Dami to overcome other Chazronis as well.
What I want to do from there is perhaps to say that you might be saying that the reason this eidel might, because since it's the special was to be chaper on the eidel zav, maybe it fits the same level of zikaron that would get rid of the chutz problem. Because otherwise, why aren't they bothered by the fact that it's the chutz? Why don't they just?
But you're creating problems for yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you're creating problems. If you're saying that the eidel achatas could be killed if nimdami, so then it should be a problem. Ain't called negor, not as a negor.
No,
I mean, you're saying that you have to come onto the yisod of it's also davar. I mean,
no, but then yeah,
I'm not sure
the,
you're comp-
the also davar.
I mean,
you only need the chiddush of also davar if you weren't able to dismiss it
with
the
chutz. Oh,
you
okay.
Say that specifically
you're saying that. Oh, you're trying to say the reason why? No, no. What? Meaning
that this eagle has a special significance of being the top of the eagle's off,
and therefore it's kilif nimdami.
Yeah, and then but then you have to get rid of that by saying it's also davar.
Okay, meaning you're creating a problem to then be solved. So I'm not, I mean, you don't really accomplish much by doing it. Meaning,
otherwise you have to say why didn't they just point out that it's the
chutz? As I was saying before, because they think that their answer is more fundamental. Instead of saying, oh, it's a lower level of chutzpah, it's saying there's not chutzpah at all. To me, that's just a much more fundamental answer. Okay, let's get moving a little bit. This was supposed to be like first couple of minutes of Shir. Okay, so the main part of Shir is moving on from Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor to the next part, which is really the Tsuras HaShofar, right? Which is the Mishnah on Chavav Amabiz about the shape of the shofar. So let's go through those halachos. So the Mishnah, everyone please turn to the Mishnah Chavav Amabiz. Machok is Tanoim about what the shape, what is the Tsura of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Moshe, would you mind reading the first line, Tanakama? Yeah, show for the first line. Shofar
shall Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. Shall y'all wash it? Oh, stop there, right? Stop there, right? So according to Tanakama, Chavav Amaviz, right, what the shofar of Rosh Hashanah should be, what should the shape?
It should go straight.
It should be straight, right, of a yah. Right? It's important to point that the Ramban in the Drush of Rosh Hashanah that I have in the Makorah sheets points out that while the Tanakama says it should be of a yah, which is pashut, but what really is the focus, Yosef? It is the shape, right? According to the Ramban, right, and we'll see inside in just a moment, right? When these Tanaim in the Mishnah talk about a shape and they identify with a certain animal, the animal is really lav davka. The animal is just, you know, what generally has that necessary shape. So again, according to the Tanakama, right, the shofar should be straight. So again, and according to the Ramban and other Rishonim, although it says shal yaal pasha, it's really lav davka yaal. The focus is on the shape being pashut. Let's just see that the line in the Ramban. Actually, just, well, you see, he comments on both Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. So let's read Rabbi Yehuda. Moshe, skip to the last line in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Right, so again, focus on Rosh Hashanah now. Rabbi Yehuda says that what, right, you should use a shofar from Zecharim, which are what shape?
Zecharim are the
right, and the Ramban here, as we'll see in a moment, says yes. Although Rabbi Huda is mentioning right Zecharim, really lav davka Zecharim, as long as you accomplish the kovei, really here is the shape, is the tzura, which of kufufim. And let's just see the Ramban in his Drash of Rosh Hashanah, where he spells this out pretty clearly. Shlomo, would you mind reading the first two lines of the Drash of Rosh Hashanah?
The narrative of the Hadik and the Sakhan Kufufim, that which we learned in this Mishnah on that it should be Saharim and also Kufufim. Saharim of Dafka, the fact that it says Saharim is not Dafka. Oh, the Kufufim no Chod Hapitan. The Iker is the fact that it should be Kufuf. Varashir, the Tony Shalyal Pashut, the Pashut no Chod Hapitan. And similarly, the parallel idea that Ramban says in the Resha is that the it's lapdafka, or that the ikar part is the pasha as opposed to the yaal.
Exactly, very important line now. The yaal.
The yaal lo nukdav ksuv. Lom ram is plow.
Exactly right. There's no reference in the psukim to these particular animals. It's, as long as you, it has a shame shofar, right? So the only issue here, only machlokas here, is the shape. So you have the right, in terms of the shape of pashut, you have the Tanakama, and in terms of the shape of kafuf, which we know now is according to Ramban, all we care is about the shapes. So we're not going to be referencing yaal versus zecharim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, is the first shita who requires kafuf for Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda himself says it's Dafka Rosh Hashanah, but Yovel is Pashut. But comes along Rabbi Levi. Isaac, would you mind reading the sheet of Rabbi Levi in the first line of the Gemara?
Yeah, sure. I'm Rabbi Levi. Mitzvah Shal Rosh Hashanah B'Shal Yom HaKippur T'Kufa Shalku Hashanah B'Shuta.
Oh, so Rabbi Levi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that what's the shape for Rosh Hashanah? Kufim has to be kafuf, but he argues in terms of Yovel that it also carries over, that these require this, the tzura of kufim, of kafuf, should carry over to Shofar Shal Yovel as well. So again, from our vantage point of Rosh Hashanah, you have, in terms of the requirement of Pashut is the Tanakama, and the requirement of kafuf, you have both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Levi. The only difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Levi being whether it carries over to the shofar of Yovel on Yom Kippur. Good. So the first issue we have to discuss, right? So these are just the shitos, right? One shita says it's dafka pashut. Other shita says it. Other two shitos say it's dafka kafuf. The issue now we have to discuss is what is the level of chiyuv of this requirement? And what type of requirement is it? Is it daraisa? Or is it Rabbanan? That's the first issue we have to discuss. What is the level of chiyuv? And what complicates the issue is that there's another Mishnah here, right? You have this Mishnah on Chavav and Beis, which is talking about the shape, right? What's the other Mishnah, which might or might not be connected here? Yeah, right? On the Gemara on Chavav and Aleph, right? Right? And what is the Gemara there? What is the Mishnah on Chavav and Aleph discussing? Exactly, right? There, talking about the min shofar, right? The type of shofar, right? Tanakama on Chavav and Aleph says it's all shofaros except for a para.
Yerushalmi says a para is also included, something about carrot also.
Exactly, right? All shofaros, right? And then comes along this Mishnah Chavav and Beis and starts adding, you know, Tanaim in terms of the shape. So the question that all the Rishonim really bothered by is, how do you understand the connection, the relationship between the Mishnah Chavav and Beis and the Mishnah Chavav Amar Aleph? Are they all discussing the same din? Name? Are they all d'oraisa, and it's a four-way machlokas? Right, we'll get to the details in a moment. Or no, they discuss in different dinim. Perhaps the Mishnah Chavav Amar Aleph is d'oraisa, and the Mishnah Chavav Amar Beis is going to be midrabanan. But that's the issue that all the Rishonim were trying to understand, the level of chiyuv of this in terms of the tzuras haShofar, they all have to contend with. So how do we understand the relationship between the Mishnah Chavav Amar Beis and the Mishnah and Chavav Amnav? Okay, that's the background. So now let's get to the two approaches. So the first mahalach in the Rishonim is to understand that the requirements, the requirement of the Tzuras HaShofar, the machlokas, whether it should be Pashut or Kafuf, is only Midrabanan. Right? The first approach of Rishonim is to say is that the Mishnah Chavav Amar Beis is distinct from the Mishnah Chavav Amar Aleph. The Mishnah Chavav Amar Aleph, that's discussing a Daraisa level. So Midaraisa, the Tanakama says, all shofaros are fine, except for a para, no matter what the shape, it's Midaraisa. Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, oh, Midaraisa, all shofaros are fine, never, because shape doesn't come into play on a Daraisa level. And comes along the Mishnah Chavav Amar Beis to introduce, now there's a Dindarabanan, although Midaraisa, we don't care about shape, but the Chachamim came along to be Metakin that the Tzuras HaShofar should matter. Oh. So the first Rishon, at least on the daf, to say this, is the first Dea in Tosos. Right? Let's read the Tosos inside. You sure? Would you mind starting us off? So again, this is Tosos Dira Maskel Shel Ya'al Pashut. And a couple lines down, right? The first word in line is Umitzvah B'Shel Ya'al.
The text says Umitzvah B'Shel Ya'al Pashut K'demashim B'Gemara. The Kama Pashut Tafi Adev Mishum Nasu L'Dino Kapayim. Right, so it has to be Ya'al Shel Pashut, and it's Master of the Gemara, and because he understands through the Pasuk from Yevamos, he understands.
Exactly, it's supposed to be straight when you're
Daven. When you're Daven, right. Umiyu Ein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. The Halacha is only like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar, Rosh Hashanah B'Shel Zecharim Kavufim. It has to be Kafuf Shel Zachar. Behinu Shel Ayal. It has to be of a ram. Rabbi Levi Kai Kavasein, and Rabbi Levi is working within the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. He's almost parroting the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. As we said before, like he holds like exactly like Rabbi Levi, and Rabbi Levi holds exactly like Rabbi Yehuda.
Remember, at this point, Tosas is trying to prove that we passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So one raya that we passing like Rabbi Yehuda is because Rabbi Levi himself passing like Rabbi Yehuda in terms of Rosh Hashanah at least. And the second raya, Ukid Amar.
Ukid Amar Ravo says, Parakama, Lama Taikin Beshaifer Shal Ayel, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tegul Lefanei Beshaifer Shal Ayel, Kadesh Esker Lechem HaKadesh Yitzchak.
That's the fact that, right, that famous memory of, yeah.
Mr. also with the, was Kafaf over there, so it's Mashmad over here, we also have Kafaf the Halacha.
Exactly.
Mash like Mavo, so it's two rayas.
Exactly. So at this point, right, this is Tosus, the part of Tosus which is detailing, they're going to say it sounds like a Safka Ayel. Yeah, I was just thinking that. It is interesting, the fact that Tosus brings us raya from Ayel, and there it is Ayel Dafka, because there the focus is not on the shape, but rather, so it could be...
Well, sorry, that's a minute.
What?
Is that the point that over there it's a minute?
Remember, Tosus is bringing that as raya.
I mean, your Mevo doesn't sound like he's giving the raya something for sure. So it's like, I mean, he's clearly to say,
well,
really, we could do any cup of shayfer. Why do we do Ayel specifically?
Could be. But again, just to explicate what, you know, Shimi's point was that it's interesting the fact that Tosas brings a raya that we pass in kafaf like Rabbi Yehuda from a Gemara which is focused on Ayel might imply that Tosas is arguing in the Ramban. Remember the Ramban we said earlier said, who cares about Ayel? It's all about the shape. Maybe Tosas is makpid on Ayel dafka. That's possibility. But again, broadly speaking, up until this point in Tosas has been focusing on the issue of psak, and he brings two rayas, so he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda over the Rabbanan that has to be kafaf/ayel. Now Tosas is going to discuss, what we're discussing right now, is what is the level of chiyuv of tzuras ha-shofar? Like, what level of chiyuv is it to dafka have a kafaf? And now we're going to take careful attention. Tosas is going to present a mahalach and, you know, and bring a couple of very important proofs to it. Continue, Sharon.
Umi hunera, however, it's the intelo pligi ela the tchila. They're only arguing let the tchila. Of a kulamaydu, both Tanakama and Mihuda, the yotze b'diavin. The yotze b'diavin, whether it's kafaf, whether it's pasha. Bein b'shal ayel, bein b'shal yael. Interesting that he says ayel and yael.
Perhaps I should tell so.
Yeah. Kediktani reisha, kala shayfers kasherim, chutz mishal par. Every single kosher is... every single shayfer is kosher, except for para. Veicha de lo matzi shal ayel, in the case where I can't find an ayel. Yotze, I'm still in the Yotze. Yotze shal rachel. Oi, b'sir ezen. Teda, you should know, de la mitzvah, pligi, that's who they're only arguing, let's say, that the tchila.
So that's about to bring three rayos to this first approach, we're calling it, that the requirement of regarding tzuras ha-shofar is only midrabanan. It's about to bring three proofs. Number one.
Dar Rebelevim mitzvah kamer. Rebelevim the Maimer himself says, I'm Rebelevim mitzvah shal shana.
It's very important to get these all down, right? So the first raya is from the lashon of Rebelevim. The fact that Rebelevim says, mitzvah bikfufin. The Lashon Mitzvah sounds like a din to Rabbanon, a din lechatzchila, but that it's not ma'akif. So raya number one, that the tzura is only in the Rabbanon, is the Lashon of Rabbi Levi of the Mitzvah, which sounds like it's dafka lechatzchila. That's raya number one. Now raya number two.
V'ayid, atu pasha v'kafiv k'siv v'kra.
Very important.
Tevir u'shayfer k'siv v'yayvel. It says, let's say, carry over a shayfer v'yayvel. Yalfina Rosh Hashanah, Minei, and they derive Rosh Hashanah from that.
Same, basically saying, this is a very important kasha we'll see in others as well, the Ritz Hashanah side as well. Is like, how can you say the alternative? The alternative option is that the Tzuras HaShofar is Da'oraisa. But generally, when something is Da'oraisa, there's a Makor Mi Da'oraisa for it. And it's also saying there's no Pasuk which mentions Pashur Kaf. Interesting, here it says Pashur Kaf, happens to be. Right? There's no Pasuk which mentions the shape. Just a shofar. So argues Tosas that clearly midaraisa, as long as something is a shame shofar, that suffices. He says, how can you even claim the alternative of it being daraisa? There's no pasuk that has any reference to the shape.
They keep in the kolu akur shayfer chutz mishal para lama layata. But they since working the Tanakhama's approach, they since everything has a shame of shayfer, whether it's a yael, whether it's a rachel, whether it's, you know, kafaf or washit, therefore it should all be included in the term shayfer midaraisa, and therefore it's only a bit little tchila the kaden
exactly.
In order to have shayfer kafaf or.
Right, so again, so raya number one is a lashon of Rebbe Levi. Raya number two is the lack of mekor midaraisa, a lack of pasuk with any reference to tzuras ha-shofar. Number three.
V'oid mashma to pluksay the rabban of Rebbe Yosi to pnei atzman. Pluksay the rabban of Rebbe Yehuda to pnei atzman. V'lo chad pluksayu.
The other one is the present, right? The third raya is the presentation of the mishnayos. They seem like they're two distinct mishnayos, right? On Chavavim and Aleph, they're one machlokis, and Chavavim and Bezer is a separate machlokis. Never the twain shall meet. So how do you understand that? Chavavim and Aleph is midaraisa. Chavavim Beis is about the Tzuras HaShofar is only midraban. So again, those are the three rayos of Tosos. Yeah.
Rabbi, this is very similar to what the Devas said about with Vod, which is
yeah.
The Ode of our Chayim
Amram. Yeah, we'll get to that in a moment. Oh. So the first shita, which says that the Tzuras HaShofar requirement is only midraban, is the first day up in Tosos. Then let's move on to the Raivid. right? The Ravid in Hilchos Shofar Aleph Aleph, right, who argues in the Rambam, we'll get to in a moment, the Rambam seems to imply that it is Daraisa. The Ravid comments, what are you talking about? How can you claim that the requirement of Kufim, of Ail, is Ma'akiv? The Ravid's Lashon, anyone have the Ravid here? And the Rambam here? Okay, Yosef, you can just read the Ravid's Lashon Aleph Aleph. So please don't exaggerate, Rambam, like that's ma'akiv. Mitzvah bekufim, bekufim. It's a lechatzchila, pashas midrabanan, to have the shape of a kufim. But im taka b'shal yal, but if you use a shofar pashut, yatsa, you're still going to be yotze. So again, in not so many words, without bringing so many rayos, right, the Ravid clearly accepts this first approach, that the requirement regarding the shape of the shofar is only midrabanan. We have the first day in Tosos, and then you have the Ravid. And now let's move on to the Ramban, right? It's also an interesting Ravid. Right, the Ramban in the Drush of Rosh Hashanah, we read the beginning of it before, right, when he said it, all that matters is the shape, not the particular animal. And then he goes on to explain that this, you know, the whole requirement of the shape itself is only the Chatzchila. We're going to go to the fourth line in the Drush of Rosh Hashanah on the Makoro sheet. Yonah, would you mind reading the Chol Zeh LeMitzvah? After the comma on the fourth line.
Yeah. V'chol zeh lemitzvah, d'har Rav Yehuda amar b'Rosh Hashanah toki v'shal zechar v'diyovot v'shal ye'elim. So this all for the mitzvah that Rav Yehuda says.
I mean, when he says mitzvah, it means l'chatzchila, right? This whole requirement of kafa versus pashut is only l'chatzchila. What's this proof? The Rav Yehuda, right?
D'har Rav Yehuda amar b'Rosh Hashanah that we can be tokeh v'shal zechar v'diyovot v'shal ye'elim. Rosh Hashanah mi Yovel Gamar. We learn Rosh Hashanah. We learn Rosh Hashanah from Yovel. Bigzer Shabbat Shayu Kol Tikiot Shal Chodesh Hashvi Kazeh. Because we have this Shvi Shvi, and
exactly.
That's how we learn Yovel from Rosh Hashanah.
Right, so saying, even though Rabbi Yehuda, right, he says starts off by saying Rabbi Yehuda has a different. The Shita is that by Rosh Hashanah it's Dafka Kafuf, by Yovel it's Dafka Pashut. Then he says, but yet even though right, Rabbi Yehuda is Machalik between Rosh Hashanah. And Yom Kippur, even though generally there's a Gzeirah Shavah, which equates the Dinei Shofar between Yovel of Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. Right?
The Ritva also says that,
right? Yeah, exactly, yeah. We'll get to that. It says, Ve'ein Lanu...
Ve'ein Lanu Rosh Hashanah Shofar El Yovel. We only know that there's a that Shofar is fired on Rosh Hashanah from Yovel. El Avari La'inyan Adivarim Hama'akim Betkiya Rosh Hashanah Yovel Echad. Rather, the things that are being ma'akev v'tkia on Rosh Hashanah and Yovel are, it's one thing of what that...
He's like, any din d'oraisa that applies to dini shofar must be equated between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. Because the Gezer Shava equates dini Yovel and dini Rosh Hashanah, l'inyan shofar, so therefore any din d'oraisa argues the Ramban, must be the same between Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. But the d'oraisa inu. Aval, this is going to be the proof. Aval, the...
So what would be examples of...
Meaning, in terms of meaning a shame shofar, in terms of what the tekiya is, what the gather of true is, these types of dino.
Uh-huh. Aval, pshutin and kufim lav del raisa. So, but pshutin and kufim are not del raisa, but ain't a ma'akvin klal, and they are not ma'akvin. Ela shebakru lahem chachamim kem chadchila. Rather, the rabban, the chachamim just chose chadchila, whichever ones they chose.
So, stop there. Right. So again, so Raya number one of the Ramban. It's always very important to figure out, you know, which, even if two Rishonim agree lamaskana, which Rayos do they bring? Which one do they think is compelling? So the Ramban's first Raya is the fact that Rabbi Yehuda is mechalik between the din of Yom Kippur, the oval of Yom Kippur, and the din of Rosh Hashanah. Right, but in terms of regarding the shape, that proves that the din regarding the tzura, the shape, must be the Rabbanan. Because if it were to be d'oraisa, then it would have to be the same between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. The fact is, the difference shows that it's only midrabanan. And according to Ramban's worldview, by din and d'oraisa they're equated because the Gezeirah Shavah applies to din and d'oraisa. But if something's only din d'rabanan, then you only apply it right to where it should apply misvara. And since the idea the svara of kafav versus Pashit has to do with, you know, in Yoni Rosh Hashanah, we'll get to the details in a moment, therefore it's limited there and it doesn't carry over to Yovel. So that's Raya number one, the fact that Rabbi Yehuda is Mechalik, that proves that, in fact, he's Mechalik in terms of Kafa versus Pashit, proves that it's only Dizir Rabban. Let's just finish and then we'll take your point. And the second Raya is the same as Tosvos. also in terms of.
So the Hakilish in the Gemara, Amar Belevi, Mitzvah Shal Rosh Hashanah Vashal Yom Kippur and Mikvukin, that Mitzvah sounds like it.
Exactly. The same Raya, I think, Tosa's first Raya. I believe it's Tosa's first Raya. The Lashon of Mitzvah also is a proof for the Ramban that it's only Midrabanan. So again, so you have Tosos, the first day of Tosos, you have the Ravid, and you have this Ramban. Again, Ramban bringing slightly different Rayas.
Yeah, well, who does a Raya to him? Wouldn't I believe he'd be a parakhal down on him? Okay, good. I'm thinking of the inverse of Tosos.
Yeah.
He seems to be like, I got a ton. Let me just like ignore the rest of the Gemara.
Exactly. So I think he would say the fact that you. The fact that one shita could be mechalek shows that it is midrabanan, and Rabbi Levi, you know, might. Let's get back to this. We're going to get back to when we discuss Tosos.
Okay.
We discuss Tosos Raya, because Tosos is going to have like an opposite Raya of the Ramban.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll get to how you mechalek. Yeah.
Would this
thing
in Tosos also be? I mean, wrong. The Kiyashvarim Kiya is also learned from this Tere Shabbat. We also that's not my kid. In this first day in Thessalonians, right? Who says that the whole Tzera Shabbos is only Darabon? So you're going to say First day in Tosos, the Ramban,
why is the Gezer Shabbat the Ramban?
He has to the Gezer Shabbat the Ramban, no? If you're
not... Tosos
doesn't bring the
Ramban.
In
the second day, somebody doesn't hold it in the first one.
We'll get there. Okay. So we have first day of Tosos, with the Ravid, the Ramban, and Drasha Rosh Hashanah. And then what someone references before, Shalom, who's the last Shita who agrees that the Kafa versus the Pashut is only Midrabanan? Who is the other Rishon who thinks that the requirement of Kafa versus Pashut is only Midrabanan? What's the other Rishon who says this? Akiva? The Ritzvah. Excellent. Right, so if you look at the Ritzvah, we're a little short on time, so we're not going to read it inside. But basically, the Ritzvah has a similar presentation to Tosos's third Raya. Right? He says, if you look at the Mishnayos and Chavav and Aleph, Chavav and Beis, the implication of the Gemara's presentation is that there are two distinct Mishnayos, two different Inyanim. That implies that the Chavav and Aleph is Daraisa, and Chavav and Beis regarding the Tzuras HaShofar is only Midrabanan. And the Ritzvah also brings the important Raya, that there is Tosos. That wait a second. There's no reference in the Psukim. Right, since there's no reference in the Psukim to the shape of the shofar, how can you even begin to think that is a din d'oraisa? Is it a very important raya? Right, that the Ritzvah brings not only that the Mishnayos of Chavav and Aleph Chavav and Beis seem to be two separate inyanim, one d'oraisa, one d'rabanan. Just the fact that the Psukim never make reference to the shape of the shofar, so therefore, how can you ever say the shape of the din regarding the shape of the shofar could be d'oraisa? Okay, so that is Ad Kan is the first approach that the shape of the shofar is only d'rabanan. Yeah.
Rabbi, is there anything about the Ritzvah also comments that while he's discussing on the Gezer Shava, he also while he gives a reason for Rosh Hashanah with Tefillah, he also is the first one to give a reason for the Yovel, saying that's why it has to be straight.
So we're gonna get to the reasons at the end. Let's just hold off until then. Oh, so that this brings us to the second approach. I'm sorry, just a little.
Yeah,
I just want to make sure we get there. So the second approach is that this requirement right regarding the Tzuras HaShofar is Mida Oraisa. Right, and according to this approach, the mission of Chavav and Aleph Chavav and Beis should be read together as a four-way machlokas. Right, there are four different shitos in terms of what is a kosher shofar midoraisa. Right, according to Tanakama on Chavav and Aleph, it is all shofros excluding shalpara. All shapes are kosher according to Tanakama. Then you have Rabbi Yossi who says all shofros. Even a shofar shalpara, again, regardless of shape, that's its first two shitas of Chavav and Beis. And according to this approach, the two tanaim Chavav and Beis are now shitas 3 and 4. So comes along the Tanakama here and says, no, mida oraisa dafka has to be pashut. And then Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, no, mida oraisa dafka has to be kafuf. And according to the second approach, we're going to see it's a four-way machlokas. Both the Mishnah Chavav and Aleph and the Mishnah Chavav and Beis are all talking in the same realm. Mida Oraisa. Yeah.
And the shittas in this Mishnah Chavav and Beis don't really care at all about whether it's, whether there's a carrot or not?
It's a good question. It's hard to know, according to this, whether they hold like the Tanakhama or Rabbi Yossi in regards to Shofar Shalpara. It's unclear.
Could that serve as a raya again for the other side?
I mean, in fact, they're not making it, it doesn't sound like they're talking about it. You're saying if it was one Mishnah, they should probably reference Para.
Probably talk about the same thing.
Yeah, that's a good smach. That's a good point, Yaakov. Yeah.
I mean, if their shita was that they hold that all Kufin or all Pshutin are good, they wouldn't have to mention Para.
So
they wouldn't have to say, we hold them Kufin, and we also include Para.
Because we have to know, what is Para's?
Right, I'm saying, anytime you look at three Machukas, the other person doesn't have to say if he's more inclusion than the others. He doesn't have to mention the fact he's more inclusionary.
So you're saying, assuming...
His Shita is more inclusionary. He says, let's say, everything is Kufa.
So you're saying, depending on whether Para is Kufa or not, it'll be included. Okay.
They don't have to be like, we hold it to them.
Because he's in the Mishnah, they're formulating it as one specific animal, as I or Yah.
But again, but that's just a simon to Kufa.
Right, but maybe the fact that they're also talking about the animal could be indicative that it's more connected.
Okay, interesting.
Well, you don't have to frame it as this four-way machlokas. You can just frame it as a three-way machlokas, meaning kaf stavka, pashat stavka, lav stavka, is the mishnah chataf, chopam ralf. To say that this is their eyes doesn't mean that it's being cholik on those tanaim. Meaning, it doesn't mean, I should say, cholik on these tanaim in these inyanim, but could be that they're masking to Riyasi, could be that they're masking to Rabbanan.
Yeah, I mean, that's a Yaakov's point. I mean, it's not clear.
It doesn't come up
because
you have to say
the four of them. Well, befoel it is. I mean, practically it is because you do have.
It could be anything that Rav Yossi and Rabbanan are both masking the Tanakam over here. I said that wrong. It could be that the two Tanakam over here are masking to Rav Yossi here.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it is. I mean, they're all talking at Midoraisa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah.
Can you, horns, in terms of bending or straight, vary by whether or not it's a yal or a
specified.
So if the pasuk is specifying what animal it is, doesn't that also?
But the pasuk doesn't. The pasuk doesn't.
Does it specify the animal?
No, not specifically. Okay, good. So let's just quickly go through the shittos who accept that the requirement of tzuras hashofar is daraisa. The first one is the second daya in Tosos. Right, the second daya in Tosos. Let's do this. Outside, basically, the second day in Tosos basically says, the fact that, right, Rabbi Yossi, is sort of the opposite of the Ramban, right, the fact that Rabbi Yossi brings a gzera shava to equate, right, to carry over the din kafav from Rosh Hashanah to Yovel, and carries over through the gzera shava, says Tosos, that proves that the din kafav must be midoraisa. Because the only, argues Tosos in the second day, the only way the din kafav would be carried over from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, right, despite the fact that Misvara should be limited to Rosh Hashanah, would only be carried over if it was a din de'oraisa. And therefore, the second day in Tosos concludes on that basis that it must be a din de'oraisa, the fact that Rav Yossi carries it over. Yes?
Just to clarify, is it an actual second day?
It sounds like it. Meaning, the first day it says it could be Chozer. Meaning...
I thought that's the conclusion. I didn't understand it at all because it's kind of like Tosas asked four very strong questions, and then
that's why I'm presenting it as two deos. I mean, it does sound like the favorite. I mean, I'm presenting it as deos because even if you have a rejected deo, it's still a deo. I mean, that's the way I'm referring to it. That's because it was a deo which had its rios. Tosas in at the end rejects it.
No, I'm just saying that assuming it is one deo, it sounded like to me it's just kind of strange that Tosas just brings all these very strong questions, and then at the end, Tosas just rejects them all, basically, in just a very easy.
Yeah, I mean, it's always the Masa Matan is always which proofs are stronger. The Tosas at the end, which I'm calling the second daya, just is so taken by that proof from Rav Levi that he can't see otherwise. And again, in terms of sort of what we were asking before, the question is, what is Tosas going to do with Rav Yehuda, right? If Tosas is proving the fact that Rabbi Levi applies the Gzera Shava that proves it's Daraisa, but wait a second, Rabbi Yehuda rejects the Gzera Shava, so this gets to the bottom Tosos. I didn't have you guys see it, but there are two explanations in the bottom Tosos. Either the first day in the bottom Tosos is that Rabbi Yehuda just completely rejects the Gzera Shava, so if he doesn't hold the Gzera Shava, there's no Raya either way, right? So again, right? So that would be one way to explain why Rabbi Yehuda rejects it, because he just rejects it totally. And the second day in Tosos there is that perhaps Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Levi are arguing about whether a gzera shava can carry over, you know, even a din d'oraisa, if misvara it doesn't make sense. That's what it seems like. That's what Tosfos would say. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm just clarifying. Tosfos is that the Omale, this was a din d'rabbanan, the svara would be enough to override gzera shava for sure?
No. But the point is that if it was just a din d'rabbanan, then the chachamim would only place it in the places it made sense misvara.
Because, yeah. Meaning, the gzera shava was on.
But because gzera shava works. Gzera Shava works on the D'oraisa alone.
Yeah.
So Gzera Shava carries over Dinim D'oraisa.
Right, yeah.
But the Rabbanan, if they came along after the Gzera Shava, to be talking to Din Kafa.
I'm saying, let's say there's no Svara of Kamen Pasha Nish. Like the remembrance, right? If there was no Svara like that, would we just say it carries over? Because why not?
Yeah, and it seems like Tosas is saying Dafka because the Svara only applies to Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, so just because there's no.
Exactly. Okay, good. So, right, so the second day up, right, so in terms of the Shitas who hold that it's Daraisa, the Din Kafa of Din Pasha, the Din Daraisa, is the second day and the conclusion of Tosos. I'll just call more and I'll take questions. And the other big Shita who says that it's Ma'akev Daraisa?
The Rambam.
Right, the Rambam in Shofar Aleph, right, it has this line where he says, the Shofar Shetokin Bo Bain Barash Hashanah Bain Biyovah who carrying a Kvasim HaKafuv. And the key is V'chola Shofar's Psulim Chutz. Mikarina keves, right? Any shofar which is not basically kafuf, which is not keves, is going to be puzzle. So the Rambam very clearly says it's midoraisa. Right? And the Magen Mishnah spells this out. Magen Mishnah on the spot spells out that the Rambam is obviously interpreting the Mishnah Chavav Amud Beis as being in the same realm as the Mishnah Chavav Amud Aleph, and he presents it as a four-way achokas. That's the way I was saying it. Magen Mishnah says it. And he says, oh, that's the way the Rambam understands the sugya, that the Mishnah Chavav and Aleph, Chavav and Beis are really one, are all talking about on Daraisa level, and it's a four-way machlokas. So, one more second. But the question that we have on the second day in Tosos and the Rambam is the big question that a lot of the other Rishonim were asking, which is, how can something be a din Daraisa if there's no pasuk for it? How can you claim that the requirement for the Tzuras HaShofar, let's say Kafav, or Pashit is going to be Doraisa, there's no Pasuk for it. The most basic question you'd ask whenever you say something is a Din Doraisa is, what's the Makor? So the question for the second day in Tosos and the Rambam is, how can they consider the shape of the shofar to be Doraisa if there's no explicit Pasuk? And just to point out, that it's such a strong Kasha that this is one of the Rayos that Tosvos in the first day and the Ritva bring to prove that it must be Dorabana.
Aren't there like... I mean, I feel like there would be a lot of room. Like, I know the Gemara isn't the far at this, so I guess it might have been, or Rashi might have something like, but like, I feel like there's plenty of room to say that it's halachos and moshe b'sinai or something like that.
But there's no makor.
I mean, the other Rishonim say there's no.
Exactly. Yeah.
They would have mentioned it.
Yeah. So it's possible, just because we're running out of time, it's going a little faster here. I'm sorry. So it's possible to suggest that if you understand that the shape of the shofar, it stems from the Geder HaMitzvah itself, which we'll get to in a moment, right? If you understand that the shape of the shofar stems from the Geder HaMitzvah, as we'll see, either as a Geder in Din and Tzvila, or a Din in Shuvah, and you think that the Din of Kafav is stemming from that, then you don't need a separate pasuk to tell you about the Tzuras HaShofar, because it's stemming from the Geder HaMitzvah itself. So, it's possible to suggest that the Tosos in the second day and the Rambam are going to say that we can claim that the Tzuras HaShofar is Da'oraisa, even though there's not a separate Pasuk, because they think it stems directly from the Geder HaMitzvah, which obviously is coming from the Dinim Da'oraisa. With that in mind, we now have to figure out, in the last 5 minutes, so then what is the nature of this requirement of the Tzuras HaShofar, and does it really flow from the Geder HaMitzvah? So let's prove that it does, and then I'll take all questions. So in terms of the nature of the chiyuv, in terms of the nature of what is this all about, this the din of kafav and the din of pashut. So again, it all comes back to the Gemara at the end of Chavav Amud Beis. I've read this before. The Gemara asks B'mai Kemifliki. All right, Akiva, would you mind reading? Right, when the Gemara five lines up, asks B'mai Kemifliki, basically this question: what is the basis of this machlokas, whether it's kafav or pashut? Right, Tzvema, right? So one day it says that the more a person bends his mind, or according to other Gersos, they take it, Rashash points out, Rashi seems to take out the word daite, so the more he bends his body, it's better. And then skip the Mar Sava two lines past. Right, exactly. So this idea, so one says comma to kaya finish, and the other says comma to pasha finish is better. So the question the Rishonim had to figure out, so where does this stem from? Where does it stem from? So there can be two mahalchim in terms of what is the nature of this din. The first mahalch is that this is all a din in tefillah. Right? And who do we, Gavi, famously?
Rashi.
Right? Rashi, very, very clearly, and both Diras go comma to kaya finish, and Kama de Poshet Tzvei Adif very clearly understands that these Lashonos of Kama de Kayef Inish and Kama de Poshet Inish is connected to the general machlokas of what a person's posture should be during Tzvilah. Right? And he connects it, right? He brings the Makaros and the Gemara and Yevamos, which are clearly referencing Tzvilah. And he, in this context, Rashi explicates this idea that Shofar is a din in Tzvilah, and therefore, if you're supposed to be bent during tefillah, the shofar should be bent. And if you think you should be straight during tefillah, then the shofar should be straight. So the first makor for the tefillah approach is clearly the Rashi and Chavav and Beis, which we've read in past shiurim. But if you look very closely, not only does Rashi explain this based on tefillah, which other Rishon explains it? Tosos. Excellent, Gabi. Right, Tosos, if you look towards the ends, when he's discussing why misvara, the right, this idea of kafosh should be limited to Rosh Hashanah, David, do you have the line? He says, "Hainu davka b'Rosh Hashanah."
Yeah, "Hainu davka b'Rosh Hashanah."
Oh, it says right, the svara of kafosh should be misvara limited to Rosh Hashanah, not to Yovel. That's the context. Davka b'Rosh Hashanah shatikia letzfila lizikarum, just like Rashi's lashon, right? So again, both Tosos and Rashi are both connecting this inyan of the shape of the shofar, right, to the idea that shofar is midin tefillah. So again, just to put it together, so if you think like Tosos, right, and the Rambam, that this din of kafav is a din d'oraisa, so then one way of understanding is because it flows from the Gedra Mitzvah. If you think that the Gedra Mitzvah is tefillah, which we spent Shiram explaining whether many makoros for that, so then you don't need a separate makor to tell you that the shofar should be bent or straight, because it just flows directly from the din from the Gedra d'oraisa of what shofar is all about. It's a din in tefillah. So again, so one approach of what the Gedra of the kafav would be is that's connected to it being shofar being a din in tefillah, and it flows from that d'oraisa concept. The other mahalach in what the, you know, the basis of the tzura is connected to, it comes from the Ramban. Anybody pick up in the Ramban? It's a very important line, specifically in terms of the kafuf. Running a little late, so it says in the third line, this is v'chein seifa. You go for it, Shneur?
Believe on the tshuva.
Beautiful. V'chein seifa ba'itana kafuf k'dei she'achufu liban b'tshuva. You should bend yourself, be like machnia yourself, in terms which represents it's all about the tshuva, just like you should bend your heart in tshuva. So according to the Ramban, that the idea of kafuf stems from the din of tshuva. The question is like, what do you mean? How can that be d'oraisa? Not for the Rambam. How can that be d'oraisa for the Rambam and for Tosos? The answer is, if you think that the din of kafuf connects to the Gedra Mitzvah, about the Gedra Mitzvah being about hirurei tshuva, so then you don't need a separate makor for it, because it stems directly and naturally from the Gedra Mitzvah being about hirurei tshuva. So again, so just in short, the two mahalchim presented in the Rishonim about whether the kafuf is about the tzvilah or it's about hirurei tshuva, and according to both explanations, you can then use that to explain why a certain Rishonim could think that this is a din d'oraisa, even though there's no separate pasuk, because it stems directly from the Gedra Mitzvah. Yeah.
It also be very well, nicely kind of about for the Rambam, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful, for the Rambam. Exactly. The Rambam is a Shmiya person. Yeah. If you assume, like the Rav, that he holds a hirurei tshuva as part of the Gedra Mitzvah, that would work out beautifully. Yeah.
I remember we were saying that the Hachach of Taisvis to say his answer should not be, let's say, Mikach Stira, it doesn't work in a Belevi, I can't make it Zereshaveh. Because Kerach should be that it's a Tfilah, and therefore it is Din D'oraisa. Taisvis should have spelled out Din D'oraisa. He had the room to say it. He could have answered his Kasha by saying, no, Tfilah is Din D'oraisa. That's not true. Elamai, he says that the only reason he's saying this is because I have a Stira, I don't understand a Belevi, it's Zereshaveh.
No, because it could always be that even if the Gedder of Shofar is Tfilah D'oraisa, but you don't necessarily know that carries over to the Tzuras HaShofar, necessarily.
But we're saying that's what we're saying Pshat is. We're saying that
that could be a Machokas. Meaning, again...
But let's say we're saying Maskana Tosis falls down on that boat anyway. So Tosis, let's say, and nothing changes.
Or maybe he's reconstructing. Maybe he's reconstructing and saying that the proof that the Gedra HaMitzvah of Shofar carries over I hear what you're asking. I have to think about that a little bit.
Okay.
So you're saying, I think it's one of the things we're going to go up. Let's talk about it on the way up.
Okay.